This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest eggs and try to increase your returns and reduce your risks. So let me give you some contact information, and then I'm going to tell you what we're going to be talking about, at least for the first two segments. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to call and set up a 5, 10, or 15-minute phone call, complimentary, or come into our office, and we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA, 16148, in development called Linden Point for a complimentary consultation. Again, that phone number is 800-264-4963. I happen to be a master certified estate planner. My daughter's a certified estate planner, and we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees, although we have several clients that are, you know, not at that age, that came from introductions or referrals from other folks. But between my daughter and myself, for over 70 years, not 7 years, 70 years. So we're going to talk about what we specialize in and why it may be a good fit at least to come in to see us, or at least get a second opinion, or at least check us out by giving us a phone call. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-9633, 800-264-4963. If you want to go to our website's leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. It has a wealth of information. Seriously, you could click on a lot of these information, and you can spend literally hours and get educated. So one of the things we do at Legacy Financial Strategies is we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a Medicaid spend down and pre-crisis basis. And a lot of people don't like to talk about that. That's the one thing, folks, especially as a master certified estate planner, can wipe out your nest egg. In fact, I think there's agents out there or brokers could have some liability issues if they haven't at least referred them to a person who specializes in that area, because maybe the parents might not come back on you, but the heirs could definitely, if you haven't protected that. Because there's about a 70-75%, according to government stats, that when you're 65 years of age or older, you could spend time in in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, or adult daycare. And I know most people I find, I can't think of anybody, said, boy, I can't wait to get to a nursing home. I bet if you asked people that were there, they would all say that. So if you had your druthers, especially in this environment, in any environment, I think most people, if you had to have care, you would want to spend probably at home. So what plan do you have? And I don't mean buying traditional long-term care insurance. If you'd like more information, call. I'll be glad to send you out a short video information about that, but we got lots of different strategies. That's one thing that I think most people neglect, that area. Then we specialize in tax preparation, which is almost done. You got another week, the extensions, till the 15th of October. I'm doing this on Thursday, the 8th. You're listening to it on Saturday. So that's the deadline. Now, I know people will wait till after that, and there could be some penalties for not filing a return. We've had actually people bring in 4 or 5 years, and we had to file them. So if that's you, you might want to give us a call. But we do tax prep, preparation, and now is a good time for tax planning. Tax planning. We're going to talk about some good information on our next segment about taxes, the debt. It's called truthaccounting.org. We're going to be talking about that. But we're going to be talking about here in a couple minutes before I tell you what else we do is Social Security and health care. That's a big item, folks. Big item. My daughter is one of the few who worked for the Social Security office over 20 years ago. You're not going to find too many advisors in at least Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio that actually has worked in that arena. So we specialize in that area. So we do, again, we show people how to protect assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down both on a pre-crisis basis. And if you're a veteran, we know a lot about the Veterans Aid and Attendance Program. We do Social Security planning. We do tax planning, tax preparation. And then when it comes involved in wills, trust, power of attorney, I'm not an attorney. I'm a legal assistant, but I work with elder law attorneys who specialize in how to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down and wills, trust, powers of attorneys. I belong to the Mahoning-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. My daughter does as well, so we know who the people that you should be talking to. And then when it comes to investments, you name the investments. I can't say we have everything. We have most items. And the way we like to describe saving or investing is the colors of money. Yellow, green, and red money, kind of like traffic light. Yellow money is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year, depending on the person. And then red money is anything go up and down, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities, etc. That's red money. And then green money is you can't lose money due to market conditions. Those would be long-term CD, savings bonds, index annuities, fixed annuities. They all have their pros and their cons. So is one right over another one? Depends on the situation, what you're trying to accomplish. One of the examples I like to use is a hammer, a good tool. Well, if you're going to pound a nail, it's probably a pretty good tool. If you're going to dig a hole, I think you want to use a shovel or pick. You can't say, well, I don't like shovels and picks, so therefore I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to use a hammer because I like the terminology better. No, you look for what you're trying to accomplish, and one of the things you want to do is what we do is either the phone call where you come in, we ask you a lot of questions you ask us, is a discovery process, and then we do a retirement roadmap. We want to know the road that you're on. We take all your investable assets, your expenses, pension, Social Security, all that stuff, rates of return, inflation, date of death. People always like to know when they're going to die. Are you going to have enough money for yourself and if you're married for both of you? It's your plan, not our plan. And then we do a risk tolerance questionnaire sheet. And then usually the third or fourth meeting, we're making recommendations based on what you told us. And being a fiduciary, we give you the pros and cons of each one. So then you have the green money. But they got pros, they got cons. Red money has pros, got cons. Yellow money has pros and cons. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about health care. Avoid an unexpected visit from the RMAA. What in the world is that anyways? Well, we'll talk about it in a minute. For retirees, health care costs continue to be among their largest expenditure. What's more, many clients assume incorrectly that Medicare will cover most, if not all, of their post-career medical bills. Now, it can in the earlier part, but the older you get and you have more costs, it's possible it's not. So according to HealthView Services, 2019 in retirement health care costs brief, a healthy 65-year-old couple now, living to ages 87 for a male and 89 for a female, can expect, you ready for this, to spend over $600,000, that's not according to us, it's according to 2019 retirement health care costs, $600,000 for health care during their lifetimes. And that assumes what? A 4.9% annualized health care inflation rate. I know the one that people talk about doesn't grow that, but health care seems to grow much quicker. It said, indeed, such couples are expected to spend over 40% of their Social Security benefits on health care at the onset of retirement, rising to nearly 75% of benefits by their mid-80s. For higher-income retirees, health care may be even more costly, as this report specifically excludes any additional costs due to income-related monthly adjustments. That's what the IRMAA stands for. Income-related monthly adjustments amount, which boosts Medicare premiums. Fortunately, Medicare beneficiaries can reduce or even eliminate IRMAA inclusion with savvy advanced planning. That's why doing tax planning, if you're going to be in that other bracket and costing you more, you want to do with someone who, a tax professional, might be able to minimize that cost so you don't pay extra. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, and we come back, this is the Dave and Sherry Show, we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about that, and then we're going to talk about the truthinaccounting.org. What's that all about? And then who pays the income taxes, either who pays the most? And if we get time, leasing streets to fund municipal pension plans and zero interest rates for years to come. So please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. Let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to set up a company consultation, a 5, 10, 15-minute, or come in to the office of the complimentary consultation. We're located at Linden Point in Hermitage. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. So in the last segment, we just started the introduction to avoid an unexpected visit from the IRMAA. So if you're just tuning in on this segment, what the heck does that stand for? It stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustments Amount. That sounds like a mouthful. Most of you may not be affected, but I bet there are a few people listening could be. And $1 could make a huge difference, so you need to listen up. So most Medicare, you'll understand this part, most Medicare beneficiaries pay the standard monthly premiums for both Medicare Parts B and D in 2020. Part A is covered when you're 65. Part B, you got to pay for. Well, how much is that? Right now, currently $144.60 a month, $144.60. And Part D, the prescription is $32.47, unless you have a Medicare Advantage, which has that in there. However, higher income, and not, when I say high, you may say, oh, that's not me. Oh, wait a minute. High income enrollees may be subject to unwelcome visits from the IRMAA in the form of what? Steep premium surcharges. I'm going to give you some examples. With your modified adjusted gross income called the MAGI, which adds tax-exempt interest, they count that, not for tax purposes, but this calculation they do, interest income to the basic AGI above $87,000. Now, many of you may not have that, but there's some people, $87,000 for singles. I just got a guy who just lost his wife recently. He's bumping up against that. Or $174,000 for joint filers, and Roy's will pay the 2020 standard premium plus the surcharge according to the chart. Monthly Medicare premiums for 2020. The two-year lag from income for the IRMAA, the MAGI, Modified Adjusted Gross Income, from 2018, report on a tax return filed in 2019, sets up the IRMAA premium scheduled in 2020, and so on. Now, if you had a bonanza 1 year, then you get penalized, and then you're going to drop down the next year. That happens with some people. But consequently, a retired married individual who had 2018 Modified Adjusted Gross Income above $174,000 can expect to pay the standard Part B monthly premium plus anywhere from $57.80 every month. You ready for this? To $347. I'll repeat that again. $57.80 to $347 times two if both spouses are Medicare enrollees. Some couples could pay an additional $8,328 a year to get the same federal health insurance that other seniors receive. Seniors should keep in mind that the IRMAA surcharge tiers are cliff thresholds, and even, what I was saying earlier, $1 into that next tier, just $1, pushes an enrollee into the higher surcharge. So by some simple tax planning, if you're working with a broker, they usually can't earn a lot of help you with that area, which we specialize in. Thus, a single filer with a 2018 Modified Adjusted Gross Income of $87,000 will pay the standard $144.60 a month for Part B, but someone with the Modified Adjusted Gross Income over the $87,000 would pay an additional $57.80 per month. So that's about $700 extra. And a little, just $1 over, a little bit of planning can save that. So if you'd like to know more about that, if you're not sure, if you're bumping up against that, you want to set up a complimentary call or in an office meeting, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. According to HealthView Services, 2019 retirement health care costs, a healthy 65-year-old couple living to age 87 and 89, and I mentioned this earlier, $600,000. That's worth repeating. Again, high-income seniors should take steps to adjust your Modified Adjusted Gross Income. Not sure? Again, set up that meeting. Now, here's a question. Is there any age when a person is not taxed on Social Security benefits received? If so, wouldn't it make sense for a married couple to wait until that age to claim the benefits? So here's the question again. I'm currently 65, this person said, and plan to retire at 67. Because my benefits is much larger than my spouse's, I plan to file for my retirement benefit at age 70 in order to claim the highest possible monthly amount. As I'm retiring 3 years before filing for benefits, can I rely on my estimated age 70 benefit on my Social Security statement, or should I plan to receive less? So let's go through. The Social Security Administration reports that today's 20-year-old worker has a 7% chance of dying before their current full retirement age, which is 67, but a 26% chance of becoming disabled. Now, those two questions I have, you're going to have to stay tuned because I'll answer those questions. So I'm going to continue on with that, but I want you to stay tuned. So I'll just tease you, and then when I get back to them, I'll repeat them again, probably on the next segment. So if 35% of Social Security disability insurance applications are accepted, And, you know, when you get close to 62 and you have a disability, there's a high probability they can't accept it. But 65% are rejected. Nearly half of those that wind up in a circular file, 30% of the total, fail to make the first cut technical reasons, which means having sufficient work history to be insured. A lot of times people got to refile again. So if 30% of the SSDI applications are quickly denied for technical reasons, the other 70% pass to the next stage, an examination of the severity and likely duration of the claimed disabilities. If you're in that situation and you're looking for a lawyer, we know somebody can help you in that area. Of the 70% of SSDI applicants make it to the medical evaluation stage, approximately half are rejected. One reason for denial is what? The applicant's current earnings. Other family members also may receive benefits if a worker qualifies for the SSDL. So I have a copy of this Social Security. It's several pages long, this letter. If you'd like to get it, I'm not going to go through all of it, but I'm going to answer those two questions here on the next segment. So if you'd like to get a copy of it, here's what you asked for. It's called the Social Security Advisor, the October issue. I didn't count all the pages, but probably about 8 or 9 pages. Again, I could email that or mail that out to you. It's written by Heather Shrivers. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. What are you asking for again? Call the Social Security Advisor, the October issue. So the next segment when we come back, we're going to answer those two questions. I'm going to repeat them again for those who are just tuning in or don't remember the two questions that I ask. And you may have your own. That's why it might be good to set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call. Or you can email me the information, david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com. So we're going to answer that. Then we're going to talk about, on the next segment as well, truthinaccounting.org. This may be an interesting topic. What is a fixed index annuity and how does it work? Who pays the income taxes? So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. I'll give you contact information in a minute. But I want to go through those questions again. I'll repeat those two questions. Is there any age when a person is not taxed on Social Security benefits that are received? If so, wouldn't it make sense for married couples to wait until that age to claim the benefits? The answer is no. I wish I could tell you that at some point, factoring in potential erosion of Social Security income to taxes can be chalked off the list of things to consider in claiming decision. Unfortunately, folks, the amount of enrollees' provisional income, what's provisional income? Tax-free interest, even though it's not taxed with the federal level. They figure that in the calculation. IRAs, wages, interest, qualified dividends, not qualified dividends. So your AGI, adjusted gross income, plus tax-free interest, plus 50% of annual Social Security benefits and his or her filing status will dictate whether a portion of benefits will be taxable. So if you're married, it's $32,000. and above, figuring that formula. And if you're making $44,000 using that same formula, 85% of your Social Security could be subject to tax. Now, that's not the tax. That's the amount that could be taxable. And that could be taxed at what? Well, zero, you got the exemption. Then you got the 10. You got the 12%. Used to be 15. The 25 is now the 22. And the 28 is the 24. And you got 32, 35, and 37. So this is true whether recipient is age 62 or age 90. That's where people get confused. Well, I thought after a certain age you could make as much. That is true, but that has nothing to do with the tax on Social Security. Moreover, provisional income, PI, again, wages, interest, dividends, capital gains, tax-exempt interest is all part of that equation for provisional income. So, for example, a single retiree with provisional income consisting of a pension, capital gains, and interest on municipal bonds might have to include, ready for this, as much as 85% of the Social Security benefits as federally taxable income. Wouldn't you like to do some planning if you could reduce that or knew about that? You would not have to do that. On the other hand, if the same individual relies almost exclusively on Social Security in retirement, the chances of paying federal income tax on any portion of the benefit goes down substantially. Also, note the emphasis on federal income tax. Many states do not tax Social Security, including Pennsylvania or Ohio. They subtract it out. Benefits, well, Pennsylvania doesn't even show it. Many states do not tax Social Security benefits, so advisors, that's myself, should explain to you folks how their state treats such income. Again, if you'd like to get this called the Social Security Advisor October issue, just call and be glad to send it out and you can read it because you might not be following the whole thing what I'm talking about here. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I can email it to you or mail it out to you. Phone number again is what? 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Many individuals, again, confuse the earnings limitation that may reduce Social Security benefits by $1 for every $2 of over a certain threshold of earned income before the year of full retirement, called the FRA. $1 for every $3 in the months leading up to full retirement age, with the taxation of benefits. The earnings limitation only applies to earned income and only applies until the FRA, which stands for full retirement age, is reached. At the full retirement age or beyond, the earnings limit no longer applies, and any benefits previously withheld are restored to the claimant in the form of higher monthly benefits. The potential, though, of exposure of benefits to taxes, on the other hand, is the gift that keeps on giving. That's why you want to work with an advisor that not only has investments and all this stuff, but they know how to, how should you say, reduce your taxes. That's why our tagline is help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. The other second question is, says, I'm currently age 65 and plan to retire at 67 because my benefit is much larger than my spouse's. I plan to file for my retirement benefit at age 70 in order to claim the highest possible monthly benefit because it grows by 8% simple interest. As I'm retiring 3 years before filing for benefits, can I rely on my estimated age 70 benefit on my Social Security statement or should I plan to receive less? He said, Dear Frank, it's great to see such forward thinking. However, I must answer your question. It depends. Sounds like a politician. Your Social Security estimated benefits assume you worked at the most recent year of reported earnings until the estimated benefit age. For example, if your reported earnings last year were $50,000, your benefit estimates at age 62, your earliest filing age, that's the full retirement age at age, and at age 70, at which no longer makes sense to wait. All assume you will keep earning roughly $50,000. That's why it's important. They don't know your earnings test might be different. They take the highest 35 years. That's why you should come in. We can do a Social Security analysis for you. If you plan to retire 3 years prior to claiming your benefit at age 70, may lag the current estimate, but there's also a chance that the benefit won't be affected. That's because why? Your primary insurance amount, known as the PIA, is based on, what I said before, highest 35 years of earnings. If you have worked for 40-plus years, your benefit will compute using the highest. You're at the highest 35 years. It won't be impacted substantially, if at all, by waiting to claim or earning no income. Now, we have a strategy we talked about in the past called start at 62, then stop at 67 or 66 in so many months. Why? Because you can start at 70. Well, what about that income that I was relying on from 62 to 66 or 67? Well, we have another strategy that can produce a paycheck for life, guaranteed income that will produce starting at 66 or 67, and then you can switch over at 70 and you get the higher amount, collect your Social Security. So that's another strategy. So getting back to this question, so if you have worked for 40-plus years, your benefit will compute. Again, I said the highest 35 years, it won't be impacted substantially at all. But waiting to claim while earning no income, that's because with or without those 3 years of additional income, you still would have the 35 years, which I mentioned because you had 40 years worth of income. On the other hand, suppose you have contributed to Social Security for only 25 years. Your current estimate will assume you will have filled no earnings years with most recent reported earnings of $50,000. So retiring early will replace three of your potential earnings years with zeros. So you'll have 35 years, but some of those may be of zeros in there, likely causing your eventual benefit at age 70 to be less than what they have on the statement. So if you'd like to get a copy of your statement, go to ssa.gov/my-statement. Again, if you'd like to know more about that and how to do it, call our office. We can walk you through it or come in and have a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll get into a little bit about, probably won't get into talk about how a fixed index annuity works, but let's talk about the truthaccounting.org. Shocking. Updates its information on states' financial conditions. 39 states do not have enough money to pay their bills. 39 out of 50. The debt among those states increased to over $1.4 trillion at the end of the fiscal year in 2019. The states have $855 billion in pension debt, and, ready for this, they only have 7% of the money promised to pay health care benefits. Please remember that states cannot print money like the federal government. They can only do what? Raise taxes, lower benefits, borrow more money, or a combination of all these things. There is one more thing they can do, and what's that? They can ask for a bailout, which they're trying now, under the stimulus program, CARES Act, federal government. Why? The federal government can what? Print money. When you go to the website, what's that website again? Truthinaccounting.org. When you go to the website, you can view the federal government's financial and state's financial and the financial of the 75 biggest cities in the United States. But you know, 23 of the 75 biggest cities in the U.S. are in California and Texas. There are 14 in California and 9 in Texas. With the economic COVID-19 and the social crisis, do you think the cities and states will require more revenue in the future? Will they get that money from people who have money, from people who don't? That's a question I'm asking you. So if you want to come in, now's the perfect time. You got a window of opportunity. Because if the Democrats in, you may have a shorter time. Of course, Joey said only $400,000 above, but yet he wants to repeal the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. I'm a little confused. I don't think he knows the difference, to be honest with you. But the point is, you need to do some planning. You want to deal with a firm who does not only tax preparation, but tax planning. Want to learn more about it? What we do, call our toll-free number, schedule a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. 4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that phone number down, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation for 5, 10, 15 minutes, or come into our office, which we're located in Hermitage, Linden Point, 3087 Innovation Way, give us a call. The toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Now, you're listening to it on Saturday, which is October 10th, and I'm doing this at our office on the 8th of October. So last night they had the vice president debate with Madam Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Kamala Harris. I said, Madam. The reason I call her Aunt Madam, and I noticed the lady, I think it was Susan Page from the USA Today, didn't ask this question. And for those who missed it and like to get a copy of this video, it's where Madam Kamala Harris, the reason I call her Madam rather than Senator, when she was running for president, she had an interview with a program called The Root. And they were talking about sexual workers, which is another word for prostitutes. And she was advocating, she's always been for sexual workers, known as prostitutes. And she says they have this ecosystem around these sexual workers, known as pimps, but she used the word ecosystem. And as long as no one gets hurt, she says, I've always been for that. So I noticed she didn't ask this question, because someone always gets hurt. What is she going to do with that income? She's going to have a job creation. She's going to tax the income, and someone who promotes that is usually known as a madam, and would she take part of it, or would she donate it? So I noticed they never asked that question at all, which is kind of surprising, because I know if I was there, I'd be asking that. But, you know, Mike Pence was a class act. Class act. He basically was a knockout. Her expression was smirky, condescending, at least for the first half, maybe 60% of the program. And she said, don't lecture me. Don't lecture me. And she said, I will always fight for the right to kill babies and abortion. Well, she didn't say that, but she's always been an advocate of pro-abortion right up to birth. That's the woman's body. I got news. Once you decided to have sex and conception, it's no longer. You got two bodies. You have your body, and you have the baby's body. And for those who don't know, I have three daughters, and I have seven grandchildren. But I've had some daughters who've had some, how should we say, babies that didn't come to be, okay? One of them was induced at not 6 months old now. It was in the womb 6 months, and it died. The baby died was she. And I remember being at St. Elizabeth that time, not Mercy Hospital. And I don't know how many people here have ever done this. There was 9 people in the room that held a dead baby. Not 6 months after birth, but 6 months was in the womb. and you want to kill that baby right up to birth? What's that say about her? She wants to promote sexual workers known as prostitutions, like that one black preacher says. Her moral clarity doesn't know that something about that is wrong. So that's the person who more likely, if Joe Biden gets in, because he'll be going to the rest home. Joe Biden did say he's going to beat Joe Biden. And he also said, I'm Joe Biden's husband. But the problem is, when you stay in a basement that long, folks, many basements have mold, and then it turns into fungi, and then fungi for plural. So that's probably what happened with Joey. And they fact-checked this, and you can see it in the video. If you want to get it, I'll send it to you. Harris says Biden won't ban fracking. Video shows her and Biden saying they would. They have no shame whatsoever. What they should say, at one point, I did say, we just said recently, but we've had a change of heart. And the reason we have a change of heart, we want to get votes. And I'm going to put it in writing that we will support fracking. No, they won't support. They won't put that in writing. Just like about stacking the judges, they won't. And if you don't think there's voter fraud out there, I have a website that has a list of different states in the past where they've prosecuted people for fraud. In fact, Pennsylvania DA, district attorney, files charge against the elections judge who allegedly, remember, innocent to proven guilty, who allegedly altered primary ballots. The district attorney from Lehigh County in Pennsylvania filed misdemeanor charges this week against judge of elections Erica Bickford in the state's 3rd District for allegedly prying into ballots and altering entries. District Attorney Jim Martin said the incident involving Bickford occurred during the June 2020 Democratic primary race for state representative between Enan San Diego and Peter Swire in the state's 22nd District. San Diego allegedly claimed there was irregularities that amounted to vote code violations at the voting location in the county's 3rd Ward. So there's a lot more to that story if you're interested. Now, this is a story that I'd like to see some fruition if it's true. It came from The Blaze. Today's date, October 8th. Again, you're listening to this on Saturday, October 10th. President Trump indicates AG Barr has enough evidence to charge the Obama administration officials, including Obama and Biden, was spying on his campaign. President Donald Trump appeared to indicate on Thursday that Attorney General William Barr has more than enough evidence. Could that be true? Enough evidence to indict members of the Obama administration for spying on the Trump campaign in 2016, including former Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. During a lengthy and wide-ranging interview with Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, Thursday morning, in which the headline news was he would not participate in a virtual debate, the president also dropped a potential bombshell about the Department of Justice. So we'll have to stay tuned to see what's going on there. Now, the Senate committee subpoenas Cambridge professor in Russia probe. The Senate is continuing to dig deeper into Russia investigation scandal. Now they call the retired professor and former FBI informant to give evidence about his role in the failed attempt to link President Trump's election campaign with Russia. Stephen Hoffer, an American academic who's taught at the University of Cambridge, has deep ties with the intelligence agencies and the U.S. government going back decades. Now the Homeland Security Committee wants to question him about the political-motivated FBI investigation into President Trump. On Monday, October 5th, the Senate Homeland Security Committee subpoenaed Halber, calling him to appear before the committee on October 14th. That's next week. The subpoena orders Hopper to produce all his records related to the FBI probe, the Department of Justice review of it, and the unmasking of members of the Trump campaign. Halper has a complicated background. In 1980, he is accused of running an opposition research project for the Reagan campaign, an allegation he denies. He also has a long-running links to both U.S. and British intelligence. So we'll have to see about that, what's taking place. Now, I'll finish with this. The U.S. population is approximately, you go to census.gov, is 330 million. In 5 months, the number of deaths was 130,000, the number of deaths as a percent of the population. Now, of course, the deaths are upward to over to about 207,000. So the number of deaths as a percent of population back then was 0.03939% compared to the number of cancer cases in 2019, which is 1.7 million. We'll just round it off. And 607,000 deaths. Doesn't that seem far-fetched because it's happening before our eyes? So the corona, I've talked about this in the past, it's been a while, it's like a crown. Now, don't get me wrong, as I said before, one person who dies, who doesn't know the Lord, because he wants all to come to repentance, he doesn't want any should perish, but unfortunately, due to pride and ignorance, there could be some other reasons, the gate to heaven is narrow, according to Matthew 7. The gate is wide, because many people think they're righteous. So you need the humbles. It's repentance, asking forgiveness, and accept Jesus Christ as the God. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation, and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. That's the most important decision. Next, if you want to protect your freedom, folks, you got to vote, but you have to get educated. Now, anybody who can watch some of these other stations, and even got some dicey people on Fox, Newsmax is another good one, you're lacking discernment. So the first step is repent, ask for forgiveness. Ask for, the book of James talks about wisdom and discernment. There should be a clear choice. Yes, does everybody have sin and flaw? Absolutely. But there's a clear, I forget about all the financial things, the moral values. You know, I watched a program a week ago Saturday during the Revolutionary War. 3% of the people fought. 10% people supported the people that fought. 37% fought with the British. And 50% have apathy. They didn't care. They stuck their head in the sand. It is no difference. I've seen a lot of so-called Christians do the same thing. And when they do that, God, you got to listen to Jonathan Cahn's sermon on that. They are not honoring God. What they're doing, and they don't even realize that they're celebrating sin because they feel better because they don't want to get involved. They don't want to get involved. They're celebrating sin. Yes, God loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. But you're supposed to speak against evil. So your chance on election day, get educated and vote the way God would have you vote. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree is you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk. That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold? Or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com. Leaveatlegacy.com.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.